Piper asks to renegotiate terms of an economic development deal. Delta and U.S. Airways complete their slot swap. And another U.S. drone has crashed. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, December 15th, 2011. Piper Aircraft has asked officials in Indian River County, Florida, to reopen the terms of the incentive package it was given in 2008 to open its Vero Beach facility. The company says difficult economic times are making it hard to repay the incentives. When opening the plant, Piper agreed to a package that required a payback of over $1.5 million plus interest if it did not meet employment benchmarks. TCPalm.com reports the overall incentives from state and county sources amounted to $32 million. The goal was to keep Piper and its now suspended Altair jet program in Vero Beach. Piper officials say the company does not plan to ask for additional incentives. Piper continues to employ about 700 people in Vero Beach and says it has invested $100 million there. A spokesman for the State Department of Economic Opportunity says no timetable has been established for making a decision on Piper's request. An unarmed MQ-9 Reaper surveillance UAV has gone down on landing in the Seychelles, an archipelago in the Indian Ocean where the United States bases anti-piracy operations. The U.S. Air Force has acknowledged the accident. The two governments have worked closely together to establish the UAV base in the region. The Washington Post reports the cause is under investigation, but the Civil Aviation Authority of the Seychelles indicates the aircraft suffered an engine failure, then overran the end of the runway, skidding into an outcropping of rocks. Witnesses say there was a post-crash fire. Photos of the wreckage being removed from the rock outcropping show one wing and the nose separated from the aircraft. The Reaper is believed to be one of a handful operating from the base, which was established in 2009. The official mission of the aircraft is to track pirates in the area, but they've also been used in recon overflights of Somalia. Back in October, the U.S. Department of Transportation approved a slot swap proposed by Delta Airlines and U.S. Airways, affecting New York LaGuardia and Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. Now, the two airlines have closed the associated transaction. Richard Anderson, Delta's CEO, says, quote, "We look forward to expanding and modernizing our LaGuardia facilities as we create a Delta hub operation at LaGuardia," unquote. U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker says, quote, "Our expanded presence at Reagan National enables us to add more frequencies in existing markets so customers have more travel choices. It also allows us to expand our service so more smaller communities have access to nonstop service to this very important market and beyond," unquote. Delta acquires 132 slot pairs at LaGuardia from U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways gets from Delta 42 slot pairs at Reagan National and the rights to operate additional daily service to Sao Paulo, Brazil in 2015. The airlines also divested 16 slot pairs at LaGuardia and 8 at Reagan National to satisfy DOT's concerns about preserving competition. Both airlines say they will announce expanded schedules shortly. Still ahead, the last F-22 has rolled off the assembly line. Fantasy of Flight celebrates Black History Month in a big way. And how mad are American flight attendants at Alec Baldwin? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, December 15th. I'm Paul Plack. The final Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor rolled off the assembly line in Marietta, Georgia on Tuesday and was commemorated with a ceremony recognizing contributions from thousands of people associated with the design and construction of the Raptor fleet. This last F-22 now moves into production flight check and will be delivered to the U.S. Air Force in 2012, completing the operational fleet at 187 jets. The Raptor has conducted joint and coalition training, both stateside and overseas, in locations including the United Arab Emirates. Lockheed Martin partners with the Air Force to ensure Raptor availability, performance, and reliability, and to enhance the aircraft's capabilities to keep it ahead of emerging and proliferating threats. Kermit Weeks' Fantasy of Flight attraction in Central Florida will celebrate Black History Month in February in a meaningful and memorable way. The venue's fourth annual Legends and Legacies Symposium Series will feature a visit from the Tuskegee Airmen. There will also be a student essay contest. During an event called They Dared to Fly, the nation's first African-American military aviators will share stories about their military service and their success, which came despite operating in segregated units. Of the original group of nearly 1,000 trained pilots and 15,000 ground personnel that made up the Tuskegee Airmen, only about 50 of the pilots and 200 ground crew members are still with us. They Dared to Fly will be held February 9th through the 11th. For more information about the event, including the essay contest open to students in grades 4 through 12, find the text version of this story, dated December 14th, at aero-news.net. And finally today, American Airlines Flight Attendants Union has asked that Alec Baldwin's TV show, 30 Rock, be banned from the airline's in-flight entertainment. The actor appeared on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, that's another NBC show, after his much-publicized run-in with the crew of a flight last week. Wearing an American Airlines pilot's uniform, his character apologized to Alec Baldwin, saying, quote, "Mr. Baldwin is an American treasure," unquote, adding that, quote, "Mr. Baldwin was playing a game for smart people," unquote. Baldwin also took a shot at the FAA's policy banning electronic devices during certain phases of flight. Quote, "Would you really get on an airplane that flies 30,000 feet in the air if you thought a Kindle switch would bring it down? Come on. It's just a cruel joke perpetrated by the airline industry," unquote. Jeff Farr, a spokesman for the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, says of his members, quote, "The crew responded as they have been thoroughly trained to do as safety professionals on board the aircraft," unquote. It's not clear whether American Airlines could block 30 Rock even if it wanted to. E! Online reports the network controls which of its programs are viewed during flights. But I think I know the point at which, during the in-flight entertainment, you're likely to get a long dissertation from the cockpit on what's passing by outside the windows. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.